Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 16 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's the chief economist for the NFIB, and NFIB.com is where you can find his index of small business optimism. And also smallbiz.us. No, smallbiz.org, right, Bill?
Right, dot org.
Smallbus.org is how you can find it. Is this index there? And you can. And he's also given us permission to post it on our website, which we appreciate very much. Bill, the index on labor. There's not really any good news in any of these indicators, are there?
Well, there's some. I mean, there's a mixed bag. We did see a 4-point decline in the plans to create new jobs from the December number, which was kind of a surprisingly good number in December. So it's kind of, but the number we're still at, 11%, is pretty good for this expansion. Not good overall historically, but for this expansion, it's among the highest numbers that we saw. So we'll see what that back down really means. On the job opening,
but did that correspond to the job report we saw?
Well, you know, maybe a little bit. It's a forward looking question. It says over the next 3 months,
right,
you plan to increase,
okay,
or decrease the total number of working for you. So it really would not be it's not a retrospective one.
Right.
These numbers forecast the future pretty well, like the decline in the unemployment rate. So the job openings number, 29%, said they had a hard-to-fill job opening. That's the highest in this expansion and the highest since 2007. And that goes into our model to predict the unemployment rate with the job creation question. And we predicted it would go down to 4.8. It went to 4.9. And
which brings me to a question, Bill. If that many small businesses have unfilled jobs because they can't get qualified people, if we could fill all those jobs, what would that do to the economy and to the middle class? Because those jobs are probably pretty well-paid jobs, aren't they?
Well, a lot of them are. And you're right. You know, you make a good observation. It's hard to be a member of the middle class if you don't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
right.
Yeah, that's very clear.
But, I mean, part of the problem, we worry about, you hear so many people talk about the middle class is getting squeezed. Well, if the middle class were retrained to take these jobs that are going unfilled, if we could turn that around, wouldn't that solve some of the problem?
Well, it would, you know. And so part of the job openings issue, of course, is having people in the right place in the right time, you know, to fill those jobs. That is, the jobs may not be where you live, and that makes it more difficult, of course.
Right, right. So, what about capital spending and the credit markets?
Well, the capital spending, you know, held up okay, and we'll see how that's going to play out. Over time, we'd like to see a lot more capital spending, but obviously we're in what I characterize as maintenance mode. So we have 25% of our owners, 1 in 4, plan on making a capital outlay over the first half of this year, but historically that's a really low number. So again, it's a good number in this expansion, but if you look at our 40-year experience, it should be 10-20 points higher than that,
right,
easily. And that's, of course, a lot of spending that we're not getting. But if you have a dim view of the future, as our people have, why, you don't spend money on these kinds of things.
There's another corresponding sentiment out there, Bill, that we should report on here, and that is that with the stock market down like it is now, CEOs, in order to drive their bottom line and therefore the share price, CEOs are already saying that they're going to cut back on CapEx, and they're going, and maybe even have layoffs.
Right, it'll be that. And
so, So you got a you got the parallel universes of Main Street and Wall Street right there, don't you?
Right. Exactly.
So
everybody's, I think, you know, uncertain about the future, uncertain about where policy is going to go. We're confused about what the Fed is doing. We see nothing really good happening on the fiscal policy side, that is, tax policy or spending. We don't see anything really good happening there. So you see no stimulus coming from the policy side.
Right.
That means, not very optimistic about where we're going to go.
Well, and of course, inventory and the sales figure fell 2 points last month as well.
Right.
So that was good.
As we said, sales aren't growing. Consumer spending, you know, is holding up reasonably well, but it's not great.
With the fourth quarter of 15 at 0.7% growth.
Yeah.
Which you and I both know could be adjusted. Could we be, and I hate to say it like this, but you and I have to cover this. Could we be in the middle of, I mean, how far off would it be to say that we might be in the middle of a de facto recession right now? If they make another adjustment for fourth quarter last year and with the way the first quarter this year is going?
Yeah, well, the first quarter we don't have too much information on yet. We'll have to see.
But the last two first quarters, 14 and 15, were negative.
We're terrible, right? So if we got a negative first quarter on top of the 0.7%, you know, a lot of people will say, okay, you know, that's a recession.
That's de facto, isn't it?
We have a rule of thumb for the recession. That's back-to-back quarters with negative GDP growth. So what you think of is, you know, you could call 0.7.
Of course,
negative,
out on Main Street, we don't have to have economists declare it if it feels like
tell. The numbers certainly aren't shaping up to be the best.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Bill to talk to us about negative interest rates. That's in the news these days. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.